And our baseball broadcast is made possible today by Rutgers football. Season tickets and mini plans are on sale now for the 2014 inaugural Big Ten season. Guarantee your seats today. Visit ScarletKnights.com. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem done by a young lady from the Idle Time Singing Academy in Brick. And we are set to get this one underway, Ed, as the Ocean City team will go on defense first and Tom Zimmer will get first at bats.
Yeah, exciting time, as I said, Kevin, for these players and families. And a great crowd here. I know the crowds have been fairly good during the week, but today it looks like we got just about a capacity crowd. Fans ringing the entire outfield fence here, a couple deep, and, of course, the stands on both sides, the first base side of Ocean City and the third base side of Toms River. I think it's important that Toms River gets off the blocks pretty quickly here and gets out front. They have hit the ball well early in the game, but they also have had their comebacks. I think they prefer to get a few up in here in the first inning to show this Ocean City team that we're for real. And the other night, our comeback win was important, but we're a better team than that. And, you know, try to beat a team back-to-back.
I think that's a good one. In fact, we talked with assistant coach Ray Ronson and said we kind of like would do what we did against Nottingham
right
in the sections. That is jump on early and kind of take them out of the game. But this is a very resilient team. We want to also welcome in our fans who might be joining us from the Ocean City area. I know Mike McGarry mentioned in the Atlantic City Press that we would be broadcasting the game on our station and at shoresportsnetwork.com. Team has done a great job to get here, and we'll lead off for Toms River with their little guy, the second baseman, and a pesky leadoff hitter at that in Vinny Rose.
Yeah, Vinny, you know, probably the smallest of all the TR players, and Gallagher with the first pitch in there for a strike.
We'll give you the umpires in a second, an all-volunteer crew like all these umpires here this week who've done a great job. So here is Gallagher with the 0-1 pitch. Ball hit foul to the right side into the Ocean City crowd. Ocean City is the home team in this game by winning the coin toss. They will occupy the first base dugout. Toms River in the third base dugout along with their fans down the third base line. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one low.
Gallagher pitching out of the stretch. You know, they do, of course, have the option to wind up, but he is pitching from a stretch position.
Nice size young man, tall and lanky, and the 1-2 pitch, ground ball the first, should be a routine play for the first baseman.
Flips to the pitcher covering.
Nice job there.
Spring training.
Yeah, there you go. That was Eric Greenling with the pitch to the toss, underhand toss to Gallagher for the first out. And up to the plate will be one of their big guys for Toms River, Jonathan Giordano, playing center field today, and of course with the massive two-run homer on Friday night.
Yeah, Giordano has hit the ball well, and as you said, hit the ball onto the junior league field behind us, well over this trailer that we sit in front of.
That one bounces in the dirt, so it's 2-0.
It is a six-man umpiring crew today with two umpires covering the left and right field lines, one each.
One at each base, and, of course, one behind the plate. So here's your 2-0 pitch. That one is high and outside, 3-0, so advantage Giordano here.
Being very careful, the Giordano. That was a pretty good fastball with good velocity, but a little high and outside.
Let's see the philosophy on the 3-0 pitch. He's taken 3-1. We get a chance. We'll certainly talk about the coaching staffs. Pete Avalone, the manager for this Toms River team, Greg Brady for Ocean City, and we'll talk about them and their assistance as time allows during this broadcast. Here's your 3-1 pitch. Oh, and he took something off that one, and Giordano swings through it. So now it's a full count.
Yeah, that looked like a little off-speed curveball right there. Favorite team, Kevin? Got to make you happy. He's a New York Mets.
He's a Met fan. I liked him right away. The 3-2 pitcher is a fly ball. This one's gone way back and over the fence in right center field. And Jonathan Giordano for the second game in a row goes deep. And Toms River's on the board 1-0.
Into his home run trot as the We Are TR fans stand and give Giordano a well-deserved round of applause. That one, not a titanic blast, but easily clear defense in right center field. Looked like an off-speed, another off-speed pitch. And, you know, if you're Ocean City, Kevin, you know the power of Giordano. I don't think you want him to beat you. With two outs, the walk was in play there, I would think.
The good news for Ocean City, it was a solo home run. So that'll bring up the left-handed hitting catcher, Connor Sino, number six. Sino takes a couple of low pitches, so yeah, the count is 2-0.
I do stand corrected. I did say that was a two-out shot, but it was only one out there as Giordano bats second.
Here's one hit the opposite way. It's probably going to go foul into the stands, and hope everyone's okay over there.
I like the shirts, Kevin. A lot of fans from Toms River. It looks like Modell's maybe might have donated some shirts. We are TR.
That has been their slogan throughout. The 2-1 pitch is low, 3-1. So, again, advantage to the batter here in Sino.
You know, these slogans in Little League seem to catch on as they go from one tournament to the other.
Ooh, 3-1 pitch looked to be a little high, but the pitcher Gallagher gets the benefit there, and now the count is full.
Boy, a huge home run by Giordano to get Toms River on the board.
3-2 pitch. That one's going to be fouled to the opposite way. Several fans with umbrellas today to protect from the sunshine. There's a lot of mixed clouds in here. Of course, we had some heavy thunderstorms this morning, and it is now hot and humid, but we should be okay throughout the afternoon. Looks like maybe later in the day a threat of thunderstorms. The 3-2 pitch again, that one's right down the middle for strike three. Good pitch and one that Sino probably wished he would not have taken. And there are two outs.
Yes, Sino, as all of these players, attends Intermediate North school over on Intermediate Northway.
Here's your shortstop, Nick DeRose. He has hit two run homers in each of the two games Toms River has played in this tournament.
I would assume, Kevin, that most of these players in their high school career will attend the Mariners of Toms River North, unless they go to a Catholic school.
You would think so. Pitch is low, so it's now 2-0.
New name of our Catholic school in Toms River, right? Donovan Catholic.
There you go. There's the 2-0 pitch. He takes it for a strike, 2-1. So here's DeRose with the count in his favor at 2-1. Gallagher steps off the rubber. We'll keep you appraised of the pitch count because that clearly could become a factor as this game goes on. It's on the scoreboard, so your 2-1 pitch goes the opposite way. This one will be foul into the stands on the Ocean City side. Ocean City in red jerseys with white and gray pants and red socks. Toms River in their blues, blue and white tops, a little red in there, and white pants.
Nick is a Yankee fan, Kevin.
As many here, and there's a called strike three. DeRose didn't like that one, but it doesn't matter what he thinks. So Toms River with the early home run, one run and one hit, no errors. We go to the bottom of the first, and it's Toms River 1, Ocean City coming to bat. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the State Little League Championship game on the Shore Sports Network. Today's game brought to you in part by RPM Auto Sales, Route 9 in Bayville. Worth the ride from anywhere because of their large selection of pristine, pre-owned, warranted, and fully serviced cars, trucks, and SUVs. I'm an RPM customer. You can be too. Check them out at RPMAutoSalesUSA.com.
Let us repeat that a lot of times we'll call, you know, the guys are doing a good job, but we do have one female on the Toms River team, as you mentioned. Kayla Ronson, coach's daughter, who is a very good player. She will play first base, start out today.
Remember, these are all-star players as selected in their leagues to represent their leagues in the tournament. That usually done in the early part of June. And then, of course, you start with the districts. which in the case of Tom Zimmer was District 18, in which they suffered their only loss of this postseason, losing to Brick. It put them in the loser's bracket, and then they had to go on their way, and included, in order for them to win the championship, they had to beat a powerhouse Holbrook team in back-to-back nights, and they did, and I think Holbrook was considered the favorite. Then they went up to the sectional tournament, the Section 3 tournament, and ran roughshod through that to win the championship, and of course worked their way here.
You know, we have some player profiles, and most of the players on their highlight of the season, of this All-Star season so far, have said that beating Holbrook, coming back to beat Holbrook twice, the highlight of the tournament so far.
Right.
They've got some big ones coming up, possibly.
Ocean City won their District 16 championship and Section 4 championships. They've only lost once in the 11 games they played coming to Berkeley Township. Of course, did suffer a loss here, so they would have two losses in tournament play. So Ocean City will come to bat, and we'll leave it off with their shortstop, Gannon Brody. Gannon Brady, correct me? He is the shortstop. And first pitch hit right up the middle for a base hit. Hard single by Brady to lead it off on the first pitch of the game thrown by Christian Wood.
So like any level of baseball, when you put up a run or a couple runs in the first inning, the pitcher wants to come out and shut down the other team. You don't want him to get back into this game as TR holds the 1-0 lead.
Here is Brock Mercado, the third baseman. As we said, the only 11-year-old playing in this game and in either on either of these rosters. Mercado swings, goes the other way, foul ball. Count is even at 1-1. Brady on first, leadoff single here on the bottom of the first. Your 1-1 offering, that pitch will be high, 2-1. Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka here from Berkeley Township, hosts of this year's State Little League and Junior League Championships. 1-1 pitch is fouled away again to the offside. Mercado, a left-handed swinger. The count is now 2-2.
A couple of dark clouds coming overhead now.
Here's a base hit and down the right field line. Brady will go to third. Well, he'll draw no throw, as the left fielder Cap got it in quickly, but Ocean City, Upper Township, got something going here on the bottom of the first with back-to-back base hits by Brady and Mercado, and that'll bring up the pitcher Joe Gallagher, who can help himself right here.
And Gallagher is a big power hitter. 8 home runs in Little League All-Star competition, so this is the most dangerous hitter in the Ocean City lineup.
Wood's first pitch is a called strike. Well, Giordano, the center fielder, is about 15 feet from Ed. He has moved way back. Here's a pitch that gets away from the catcher. The runner at first, Mercado, will advance to second. So now two runners in scoring position for Ocean City.
Yadier Molina, his favorite player in the major league. Interesting, yes.
He fouls that one back.
When he's not pitching, Kev?
Yeah.
He's behind the plate,
all
catching.
Right.
So interesting, very involved
combination,
in the game.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Wood ahead on the count, 1-2. And here's the pitch. There's a ball hit to right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. It'll score one, maybe two. Runner had to hold at second. Wasn't sure, is it? Kind of bounced in front of Civitello.
Yeah, Civitello actually slipped coming in on the finely manicured grass out here. The field, by the way, tremendous shape. These guys have done a tremendous job all year, as we'll have our first pitching
conference,
our first visit to the mound by the coach of Tom Driver.
You know, an early correction for me. That is Cap in left field.
Yep.
Read my own chart wrong. That was Cap in left field, not Civitello. Civitello's in right. And the outfielders were playing so deep for Gallagher. As you said, he kind of slipped and the ball just dropped in. So Ocean City has tied the game at one as Brady scores. Mercado on third and now Gallagher on first. And that'll bring up the cleanup batter, Eric Greenling.
Yeah, don't know if Cap would have had it anyway, you know, but because it fell about a good 10 or 15 feet in front of him.
So the guys from South Jersey really with a chance to seek early control of this one with runners at first and third, no outs, and already a run in. The first pitch is low for ball one.
Important to get in out here. Keep that guy on first base. If they give up the run at third, no problems.
That one's going to be fouled away. We'll even the count at 1-1.
When we get a chance, Kev, you could go over the pitching rules, right? 85 pitch limit, correct?
Max for both guys starting today, absolutely. Oh, he got a flutter ball there. Now, we were told that Wood's best pitch is a knuckleball, and that was one there.
That was definitely it. Maybe he's got to throw that a little bit more often. Of course, you established a knuckleball by throwing the fastball.
Correct. So 1-2 and Woodhead here. This would be a big out for him.
That was it again.
Low in the dirt, and the runner will go to Gallagher, will easily advance to second. Of course, the danger of the knuckleball when it doesn't work right, it usually bounces and go anywhere and make for a rough afternoon for Connor Sino, the catcher.
Come on, nail the batter. Come on. Big spot here now. Needs the K right here.
2-2 is the count. We're tied at one on the bottom of the first in Ocean City, threatening to go ahead. I think that was another one, Ed.
Another flutter ball, yeah.
Really high. It was a high pitch, and but Greenling could not lay off it.
Interesting to if we could to find out how he throws that knuckler. Sometimes it's on the knuckles. Sometimes it's on the fingertips. Various different knuckleball pitchers throw different
2-2
ways.
2-2 pitch. Fouled it away. Well, one of the things this at-bat is doing is getting the pitch count up. 16 already thrown by Wood, and remember, there are no outs. Gallagher needed 22 to get through the first inning. 2-2 pitch, and that one's fouled away again to the left side.
How many different fields here, Kev, on this complex?
Four different fields? Two Little League fields, a Junior League, and a T-ball field.
Oh, that's a T-ball over there?
Yep.
Okay.
Quite a complex, and what a job this Berkeley Township Little League has done in hosting unprecedented both tournaments at the same time. 2-2 pitch, ripped for a base hit to right field. One run will score. Gallagher will go to third, and it is back to back.
Number 27.
To back.
To back.
To back.
Four in a row.
Four in a row. And Wood is really having a tough time navigating through this first inning as Ocean City goes ahead 2-1.
Yeah, it's interesting to see just how long they will go with Christian. They do have some other options pitching. Of course, as Kevin has mentioned, Giordano and Antonotti not available today.
That's right. This Ocean City team has really come out swinging the bats this afternoon. There's a nice pitch there, nice knuckleball, evens the count at 1-1. So Ocean City leads at 2-1. We're in the bottom of the first, and the guys from South Jersey with runners on first and third and no outs. Rough opening inning for Christian Wood. That one will get away, and it'll be another easy advancement for the runner.
That's three times that first and third situation, and Wood has thrown a wild pitch, allowing Ocean City to get runners on second and third. Still no outs here in the bottom of the first.
The batter is Fury, the catcher. And there's another base hit. This one to left field. A run will score. And it's like a ring around the rosy. Is it again, it's five consecutive singles, Ed. All well hit.
And here comes another visit.
Number five, John.
This may be time
this
to
may
change.
Be it, yeah. Pete Avalone, the manager, coming to the mound, and that could be it for Christian Wood. I'll fess up and tell you I don't know the visit rule here in Little League.
No, it doesn't look like he's making a change. He has not indicated, and he will not make a change.
All right.
As the tick-tock sounds.
So that should bring up the right fielder, John Lloyd, as Fury with the singles at first. Greenling goes to third, so it's again first and third with no outs, and it's now 3-1 Ocean City. This one hit to the shortstop. DeRose
nice
steps
job.
On second for one. The first double play.
Holding
a runner at third. What a great play by Nick DeRose, the shortstop. And how big was that?
Yeah, the key to that was the runner did not break. Now, when you've got a double play situation, that runner on third has got to break to make them. And the coach now going over that with his runner on third base. Of course, the coaches, assistant coaches, do coach the bases.
MJ Ginn, the left fielder, is now the batter. And boy, I tell you, if Wood can get out of this situation here just with the three runs, that would be huge. MJ Ginn, the left fielder. Count is now even at 1-1. The clouds have at least cooled things off, and it's very comfortable right here now.
Yes, it is. Little wind in our face.
Yeah. The 1-1 pitch, swinging strike two. So Wood is one out away from surviving an incredibly rocky first inning. One, two pitches fouled away.
You know, you mentioned our proximity to the field in left center here, right on the rail, the top rail of the fence, and it's impossible Giordano could come back here and save us.
And Wood gets a swinging strike three, so Ginn goes down, but not before Ocean City puts three on the board. We've played one. It's Ocean City 3, Tom's over 1. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the New Jersey State Little League Championships on the Shore Sports Network.